morning, everyone.
Today we'll talk about the mitzvah of Isur Chimud, or Sachmod. One should not, covet that which belongs to another. We're going to learn of Zecha Nishmas Neria Cohen. That's Neria Ben Yitzchak. Neria Ben Yitzchak was a 15-year-old who lived in Yerushalayim. He was in ninth grade. He was described as full of boundless joy, enthusiastic about Torah and life, forever asking questions, striving to understand the sugya to its depths.
We find two averes connected to the mitzvah of Leisach. One is the Leisach, which is found in the Dibrish Rishonos. In the Dibrish Shnius, we have also an avera called the Lishis Avet. Leisachman is clear in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Leisachman means that a person has in mind to get somebody else's object. He'll pay for it, he'll push him, he'll get it, but somebody's going to get that object, and he gets it. Then he's not over the very Leisachman, so he actually acquires the object of the help of his friend. Leisachman is when the person already has the desire to get it, and he's thinking in his mind how he's going to get it, what he's going to do to convince the guy to let me have his Dixie Doodles by breakfast, or can I have some of his pretzels, or something of that sort. I want those pretzels, right? So I'm going to convince him to give me pretzels. So as soon as I have in mind to do that, so according to the Rambam, I have Lashisava. Now there's a Mekoikis and a Lacha, whether Lashisava applies to Matana, it only applies to Mechira. Some say it only applies if the person sells it to me, but using it to Matana, it's okay. So the time seems to pass, and there's an Issar Matana also. If I commit a person to give me something, to give me a present, I am an Ober L'Issar L'Issach, but I want what's his, and I convince him to give it to me, I'm Ober L'Issach. As soon as I think about it, I'm Ober L'Issach, and when I accomplish it, I'm Ober L'Issach. What about if I want to acquire, I'm jealous of somebody, and I like to have the same thing that he has. I don't want his, I want this, something similar. I'm jealous of his wealth, and I want to have the same thing. So from the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, it seems to me that's not Leisachmut. So if I see he has a nice car, I say, you know, I want to get the same car also. I'm going to go buy the same car. I'm not Leisachmut, according to the Rambam. However, the Derech Pikudecha brings a deer from the Zohar, then in that case, the person would also be Leisachmut. It seems to be, if you're the Zohar, at least the person would be Leisachmut. If I want to be as rich, and the Malvim seems to explain like that also, they said, Leisachmut, if I want to be as rich as he is, say, wow, he's rich, I want to be rich like him. I'm going to make sure I'm as rich as him. And I'm busy looking at somebody else and trying to be like him. The only place where it's okay is that desire is if it becomes the learning Torah. When I see somebody who's learning Torah and I want to be as knowledgeable as he is, that's okay. If I want someone in the world of material possessions, so that's a problem. So just to recap very quickly. According to the Issur of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Issur of the Sachman is, I want somebody else's object. So the main thrust of the Issur is, the understanding that somebody else's property is inviolate. You have no right to touch somebody else's property. You have the right to convince them to give it to you. It's his, it belongs to him. Stay away from somebody else's property. According to the Zohar, there's another level of which is understanding the value of what you have and not be busy looking at somebody else, but understanding what you have and recognizing that. Just in closing, if we can look at the Sefer Dibros, let's talk about the last one of the Sefer Dibros. And then the Gaon says, if you want to know which one of the Sefer Dibros is the most important, it's the last one. So the most important of all the Sefer Dibros is Leisachmud. And the Chaim Vital said that over the name for the Rizal also. The most important one of the Sefer Dibros is Leisachmud. Because when you understand that somebody else, that Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, and everything comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu, you believe in Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, and you understand what that really means. That's the when you're going to see it in your real life, Lemaisa, is how you deal with other people. How you represent, is the Russian running the world or not? If he is, so he has his and I have mine. Why am I trying to get it? LMI, so if a person can take the world of Nathya Shem Lakatha and translate it into the world of reality in his life, that's the mitzvah of Leisachmut.
Have a good morning.